is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads. Wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and they truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Also, make sure to check out the new Dr. Dish Home Machine, which is perfect for these crazy times when gyms and schools are closed. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today. Welcome to the 20th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. August's roundtable question is, how do you develop your team's offensive and defensive system, and what are those systems based on? Our coaching lineup this month includes Mark Anderson from the Owensboro Thoroughbreds, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Dan DeCrane from Gilmore Academy, Tim Hoyer from 180 Coaching, Bobby Jordan from Wagner College, Kyle Pennington from Russellville High School, Nate Sanderson from Thrive on Challenge, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, Lee Swanson from Bunker Hill High School, and Tyler Whitcomb from West Michigan Aviation Academy. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. Make sure you're subscribed to the Hoopheads pod so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. If you haven't already, please tell a coaching colleague or friend about the Hoopheads podcast so they can listen and learn from some of the best minds in the game. Get registered for our Hoopheads Pod webinar series. If you're focused on improving your coaching and your team, we've got you covered. Visit hoopheadspod.com/webinars to claim your seat. Make sure you check out our new Hoopheads Pod network of shows, including Thrive with Trevor Huffman, Beyond the Ball, the CoachMaze.com podcast, and Cavaliers Central with Justin Matcham. Two new shows will debut soon, The Players' Court with Joseph Harris featuring conversations with players for players, and Grizz and Grind with Elijah Campbell, our second NBA team podcast, where Elijah will provide an in-depth look at the Memphis Grizzlies. Mark Anderson, Owensboro Thoroughbreds of the Basketball League.
Over the years, I've always tried to base my offensive system on getting the best shots possible out of each of the sets. And from that, building a base of sets that I use, 14 to 15 of them. The things that I ran early on in my career, I no longer run. I've kind of evolved with some of the things with horns and with the triangle offense that opens up the floor a little bit more and what we want to do at our level. And those types of things. And a lot of that's got to be based upon your personnel, who you're playing, the defensive schemes. Those types of things all play into what our offensive system is based upon. Defensively, at our level, we look primarily at man-to-man, or else we'll get the defensive three-second call. So we got to be cognizant of that. But having said that, I'm going to utilize some more zones and try to mask it as we're playing it and go from there and see how that works. So a lot of it's got to be based upon what I'm comfortable with as a coach and also what my personnel can do at either end.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High School. And this month's roundtable, we're asked, how do we develop our offensive and defensive systems, and what are our systems based on? Kind of our philosophy is we want to play in a fun style. We want to play in a way that kids enjoy to play. We have some structure, but at the end of the day, we want kids to get good looks at shots very quickly, take the first best option they can. We want to transition. We want to run. We want to play on the perimeter mainly because of our personnel. We're usually a guard-heavy team year in and year out. And we want to tailor that to our guards. We try to copy the Villanovas of the world. We have some dribble drive things added in there. But we also will copy some Princeton things. We kind of just want to find ways to score quickly and score often at a high rate. And we love to shoot the outside ball. It's something that we pride ourselves on and the kids enjoy to do. I've never coached a kid that doesn't like to shoot. So we want to play to that, that enjoyment of the game. And then defensively, we realize that we're not going to be the biggest team in Colorado on a pretty regular basis. So we're trying to get as many turnovers as we can. We want to speed you up offensively and defensively so that hopefully we can wear you down through the course of a game, as well as create more possessions for us to give us a better chance of winning that game. Just kind of our philosophies as coaches and our staff, and we want to do things that we like to do and we enjoy to coach, and that's where we base a lot of our systems off of. But obviously it's dictated by your personnel year in and year out. But we start these systems at a pretty young age, and we encourage it. So by the time that they're juniors and seniors, it's pretty ingrained in them. So that's kind of what we believe in and what we do. Hope everyone enjoys, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Dan the Crane, Gilmore Academy in Gates Mills, Ohio.
Hey, everybody over at Hoopheads. This is Dan DeCrane, the head boys basketball coach at Gilmore Academy. This week's question is about offense and defensive systems and how we create those and what we base our system off of. We always feel that the game is about players, especially at the varsity level. And our program is basically made up of players that we receive in the ninth grade. So we only get our athletes for 4 years, unlike some other larger public school systems that might have their players all the way up from kindergarten. So we really feel that we're going to focus on 4 years of players and develop a system that they can succeed in within that time frame. This leads us to focusing on a player to system to sets from an offensive standpoint. We try to teach a more pure level of basketball, the freshman and JV levels, motion-based principles generated on reads, and our program staples, our transition offense. However, we feel it's really important to win games at the varsity level by putting our players in successful situations based on their skills and abilities. For instance, we're going to focus on their strengths, not weaknesses, and we realize that that might change year to year. So once we identify and then hopefully continue to develop those skills and strengths, we then install our offensive systems. So we might go from our transition offense, so a continuity or dead balls. We might focus on sets to put our guys in positions to score. Defensively, we're going to do something similar. We do believe that man-to-man defense is the most impactful style of play. However, that can change in year to year, of course, based on who we have. So we teach our base defense at all levels with man principles. However, we're definitely going to make modifications each season with our varsity team. So we feel like sometimes our freshman and JV teams are going to be very similar, but our varsity might be unique and different and have different nuances. And for example, on the defensive end, we might add a secondary defense. We might play more zone. We might defend ball screens differently, so on and so forth. We also might press more 1 year. My first year at Gilmore, we pressed on about 97% of our possessions. My second year, we pressed about 15%. We feel that, you know, whatever we have, and those, you know, our best players, some might be sophomores, some might be seniors. There's going to be a mix of kids. So when we get that group ready to go in November, we might make modifications to make our team as successful as possible. A great quote from the movie Moneyball is that you have to adapt or die. And I feel like that's true, not just with coaching, but with how you're going to install your offense and defense. So I think it's fun and exciting to kind of change things year to year. I think it adds a lot of flavor, and our guys, I feel like, are always interested in what we're going to do to make our unit as successful as we possibly can. Best of luck to everybody. Thanks again.
Tim Hoyer from 180 Coaching in Orange County, California.
Hi, this is Tim Hoyer with 180 Coaching. How I develop my team's offense and defensive system is based on four categories. One is field goal percentage, the other is free throw, The other is turnovers, and the fourth is rebounds. So to increase our field goal percentage, we do a lot of transition, pace and space. We want to keep the pace high. We want to get a lot of buckets in transition to make it easier for us to increase our field goal percentage. In the half court set, we want to take a lot of three and keys. We want a lot of three-pointers and layups. We want to avoid mid-range twos. But our three-pointers, we want inside-out threes. So we want a paint touch. We want it kicked it out. We want a catch-and-shoot three, preferably, as opposed to a lateral three. And, you know, we want to take the most efficient shots on the floor and avoid the long twos. The second category on offense is free throws. We want to get to the line as much as possible. We want to shoot more free throws and a higher percentage. And we do that through our spacing. And in essence, we want to create driving lanes. So we're always four out, one in, or five out. And we want to create driving angles and lanes so that our players can get to the rack and get fouled and get to the free throw line as easily as possible. And we do that through our spacing. The third category is turnovers. To reduce turnovers, we reduce passes. We don't use offenses that are heavily reliant on a lot of passes. We typically start our action with a ball screen, be it a drag screen, a shake, pick and roll. Sometimes if the defense is set, we'll start off with an action that involves three players, like a pistol action, which is a dribble handoff into a screen. Or we'll do a rip DHO, which is a back screen into a dribble handoff. The other two players are spacing the floor, but occasionally they have reads where they can cut the 45 angle to get an easy basket and what have you. The last category offensively is rebounds. We want to send four to the glass. We want to rebound at least a third of our missed shots. Offensive rebounding, you know, getting another possession is critical to us, and so we send four to the glass. Now that's how we manage our system on offense. Defense, we want to do the exact opposite. So on defense, we want to minimize the opponent's field goal percentage. We find the best way to do this is with zone. Zone, you just don't give up a lot of layups or a lot of people driving to the basket. The help side is more clear cut on a zone defense, and responsibilities are a little bit more out. Also, with a zone defense, we want to force our opponents into long twos, either by keeping it on one side, forcing everything to the baseline, and not giving up a layup. Or in other years, I've forced things to the middle, into the help defense. If you force it middle, you do shrink the court, which is good. Either way, it doesn't really matter. It's just your personal preference in personnel. Also, defensively, we want to limit our opponent's free throws. We don't want to be fouling, sending them to the line. We typically find in a zone defense as opposed to a man-to-man defense, we foul less. So that's why we like to play zone. To be honest, any great man-to-man defense is a zone anyway. They use principles, help side defense and an eye. I mean, you're really zoning it up anyway. So zone, one of the advantages, we don't send our opponents to the line. The next is turnovers. Now, a lot of zones don't create a lot of turnovers. To combat this and to keep our pace high and to get field goal percentage on offense, we like to press. But we don't like to sell out, go all out on the press. We do like to apply pressure, but we don't want to give up just a gimme layup. So we do this by just usually using zone presses, mainly 2-2-1s or 1-2-2s typically. You can use other presses. It really doesn't matter as long as you're just not giving up layup after layup. We want to apply pressure and then fall back into our zone and make it difficult for the other team to score. By full court pressing at every opportunity, it allows us to create those turnovers that we wouldn't normally get in the zone half court defense. The last is rebounding. Again, we assign people to spots on the floor. We really focus a lot on our rebounding. A zone defense does have weakness is its rebounding. But that's something that we want to really focus and harness and practice and get physical and make sure that everybody knows their responsibilities to block out, to put a body on it, and ultimately to just to go get the ball and use their athleticism. So anyway, those are the things that I do to get my offense and defense ready. It's basically based on those four criteria, because those four criteria are what win basketball games.
Bobby Jordan, Wagner College, Staten Island, New York. And putting in your team's offensive and defensive systems for an upcoming year, I think it's most important, first and foremost, to know your personnel. You need to know your team's strengths, your guys' weaknesses, where they can succeed and what they struggle with. And I think, you know, on the offensive end, this really will make you understand whether you want to be a fast-paced team, whether you want to play a little bit slower. From a defensive standpoint, it could be, you know, whether you want to press, whether you want to play half-court man, whether you want to play zone. I think that's the first thing that all coaches should look for when developing their system is knowing your personnel. The second thing that I also think is important is breaking it down in small group settings, you know, to start the year. And this is normally done in your preseason work, really just emphasizing what you want from your team from an offensive standpoint, whether it's, you know, driving kicks, jump stop, are they playing off of 2 feet, and really ingraining that in your players' heads through small group drills and work. On the defensive end, I think it's important to do this as well, whether it's closeout drills. Are you playing with high hands? Are you a two-hand closeout guy? Are you a one-hand closeout guy? You really need to ingrain that in your players' heads early on in the preseason so it becomes a habit for them. So these habits that can be formed in these small group settings, I think, will really help you develop your offensive and defensive systems.
Kyle Pennington, Russellville High School, Russellville, Arkansas.
Kyle Pennington, head boys basketball coach, Russellville High School, Russellville, Arkansas. This week's question was, how do you develop your team's offensive and defensive system, and what are those systems based upon? We develop our team's offensive and defensive systems through a series of breakdown drills. For example, on the offensive end of the floor, we run a 4-out, 1-in motion with ball screens. We emphasize footwork, jump stops, shot fakes, attacking closeouts, making the extra pass, ball screen angles, shooting a 3-point shot, finishing at the rim, and getting to the free throw line. All of our offensive breakdown drills work on these aspects of the game. On the defensive side of the ball, we run a man-to-man switching defense. All of our defensive breakdown drills help build up to this defense. We begin with closeouts and guarding the ball one-on-one, doing some side two-on-two defense, three-on-three, four-on-four, all the way up to five-on-five. Our emphasis defensively is pressure on the basketball, communication, and how we guard each scenario, whether that's interchanges, guard-to-guard screens, ball screens, post defense, and so on. These systems are based upon our personnel and can be tweaked from year to year. Our personnel here in Russellville on most years is athletic guards and guys that can shoot the 3-point shot. We use this to our advantage by defensively being able to switch the 1 through 4 spots, and on the offensive end of the floor, being able to attack closeouts, land in the paint off 2 feet, makes the extra pass, and knock down 3-point shots.
Nate Sanderson, Thrive on Challenge.
Hey Mike, this is Nate Sanderson from Thrive on Challenge, and I'm going to answer your question about developing offensive and defensive systems separately. And I want to start with how we've chosen our offensive philosophy. And the first thing that I would say is that we attempt to create a structure that allows players the freedom within that structure or organization to do what they do best. So our offense is predicated on the Princeton and some motion principles within that. And there have been years where we've set the school record for 3-pointers made and been an outside-in type of team. And there have been years where we've been taller and had players that can post up on the inside, and we've been more of an inside-out team and shot a tremendous percentage from 2-point range. Ultimately, what we want to do is help our players to be able to identify what they do best, what they're most confident doing, and find ways for them to do that as often as possible in coordination with their teammates. Now, the other thing we think about with our offense is, does it reflect our cultural values? And I'm one that's been influenced by Phil Jackson, just watching the Bulls, watching the Lakers over the years, studying the triangle and the philosophy that he built into the cultures there. And I love that there's a wholeness and a unity and a coordination and a selflessness and a concept of service that is both talked about in the culture of their team and program, but also manifests itself in their offensive set. And so for us, we've been very collaborative in the actions and in the situations that we're trying to create on offense, because we want to serve each other in the same way on the court that we do off the court. Now, at the defensive end, we've had the good fortune of being able to win multiple state championships playing 2-3 zone. And quite frankly, the reason that we chose to play 2-3 zone was because it made our offensive systems better. We found that over the course of time, there just aren't that many different approaches to combating a 2-3 zone. And so our players were able to get very comfortable in their positions. We saw a lot of similar patterns. We didn't have to spend as much time scouting, and that allowed us to spend more time on our skill development and our offense, which made us a better basketball team. However, when I took another job at a higher level and we didn't have the same caliber of athletes to be able to slow the ball down and really work collaboratively in the 2-3 zone because our players didn't have a background in it, we ended up switching to man-to-man my second year, ostensibly to improve our individual man-to-man defensive skills and abilities. This is why we went to man over the second summer that I was there. But we stayed in it because it allowed our players to be more instinctual, because that's what they were playing in club and that's what they were playing growing up. So we got better defensively because players had to think less because they played more man while they were developing before they got to high school. Now, obviously, whatever defense that you're going to run, you're going to have your principles. And I think it just comes down to what's most important to you as a coach. Are you going to, and what you can live with? Are you going to allow a perimeter shot? Do you not want the ball to get to the rim? Are you going to overhelp and fly by shooters like the Toronto Raptors? But there has to be some foundational philosophy so that your coaches and your players know, whatever we're doing on defense, whether it's man or zone, we're doing it for this reason. We will not allow a player to dribble with their dominant hand or get to the rim or get an uncontested three. Whatever that philosophy is, I think it's critical that it then determines kind of the strategies and the systems that you're using going forward. And finally, my last admonition to coaches would be, you got to be yourself. You have to coach what you're comfortable teaching. So no matter what you see on Twitter, no matter what the last national champions did, or you saw someone doing the NBA, if you can't teach it in a way that your players will be able to understand it, or you saw it, but you're really not sure if it's the thing for you, you've got to be you, and you got to do something that you are comfortable knowing inside and out, believing that will work with your team in your league against the teams that you're playing. And that commitment to that is about as important as anything that you actually choose to run in terms of your system.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter from USA Basketball here. The question for the day is, how do you develop your team's offense and defensive system? And what are the systems based on? This is really kind of a complex question, because the system that you want to run at your high school level may not necessarily be the system that you prefer to run based on your personnel. That's why high school coaches need to be so flexible and be open to running a system that allows your players to have the most success. At any rate, the systems are based on pure fundamentals. Whether you're running a man, a defense, a zone, a full court press, motion offense, a flex offense, it's based on fundamentals, passing, catching, shooting. So that's your number one system-based point of where you want to be. The second thing is, I think you can have a system and then adjust it every year. So let's say you're a full court press guy. And really want a full court press with all your teams. Well, I think you can do that based on your personnel, but do that with a different type of press. Might be a zone press, might be a three quarter press, might be a full court man-to-man press or whatever. So your systems is still in place. It just looks different year after year. So your systems, I think, are really based on your fundamentals. And then I think you have to decide if those systems will work for that specific year and give your team the best chance to win.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
The question is, how do you develop your team's offensive and defensive philosophy or your systems? What's it based on? This is John Shulman at UAH. I think it's a great question. I think it is in high school. I think it's different in high school. I think it's different in college. I'll start with college first because that's where I am at this moment. I think you can recruit to it. I think you have to recruit to it. Maybe not when you first get a job, but I think that's, you know, it's really who you are. Your personality. I think in college it's more kind of who you are, your identity. Who are you? What are you? Do you want to play fast? You want to play slow? That's who you are. Do you want to play straight man? Do you want to play zone? Are you a zone guy? Are you a man guy? And then recruit to it. And it's easy to say in college. It's also difficult to do in college because you may not be in a program or a system that will allow you to recruit those type kids or whatever you're looking for. But I think that's what you do. I think it's your personality. Now, when you first take over a job, it's a little different. But really, once you get in there, you just got to ask yourself, do you want to play fast or slow? Are you a ball screen team? Are you a Princeton team? Are you a motion team? Are you a pounded inside team? And defensively, are you a straight man or you're multiple Ds or are you a pressing team? And that's what, you know, that's who you are. Now, I will say this. When I took over at Macaulay in a private school in Chattanooga, you know, I knew what I wanted to be, and I didn't really care my personnel. In high school, we were going to press and trap, and we were going to take the pin out of the other coach's hand, and we were going to make players be players. But really, I've got a severe case of ADD, so I need action and excitement all the time or I get bored. So that's part of my personality and it's part of my identity. Your offensive and defensive systems, what's it based on in high school? You know, I think that's where the best coaches in the country are, you know, on the high school level. Because you may have to win running the flex 1 year and the next year running motion and the next year doing this or doing that. You may have to change. Now, if you're at a high-level program in high school, you probably don't have to change a whole lot because you're going to be bombarded with players. But if you're not, if you're in a small school, you may have to change. You may have to play. We played this past year at UAH. I had just taken over. We played. I like playing man, but we couldn't play man. We played a little man, a little zone, a little 2-3, a little 3-2, a little 1-3-1, a little 1-2-2. And we just tried everything. And so, but in high school, I think that's what you're going to have to do. Unless you're at an elite program where you can just run what you want to run. But I think it's fun. It makes it interesting, makes it different. But you just want to be miserable to play against. That was my whole philosophy and my whole key. Don't be easy to play against. Don't be predictable to play against. Be different. But that's what makes basketball great. You got the Bobby Knights of the world who was going to play man and run motion. And then you got Dean Smith that came through and started throwing multiple offenses and multiple Ds at you. And now you've got, I was watching the NBA the other day, and it literally almost made me sick watching the Rockets play. And then I watched the Heat and a few other teams play that do a lot of different things. So it's what makes basketball great. But going back, your system probably needs to be very connected to your personality and to your identity. Hope this helps. Thanks.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
So, you know, the question was, how do you develop your offensive and defensive systems? And I think from a high school perspective, that would be a little bit different than maybe a professional, obviously, or college, because a lot of times in those areas, you're going to hire a coach and he's going to have a system and they're going to be able to piece together personnel. Where at the high school level, that's not necessarily the case unless you're at a place where you're a private school and can get your personnel maybe a little differently. But I would say the better coaches are going to kind of tweak their system based on their personnel. That may not change as much year to year for some places, and other places it may change a ton based on the talent level and type of kid that you got coming in. But as far as how we develop those things, we're going to try to shape all of our skill development. So, for instance, we run the dribble drives. Everything we do is kind of based off of that. We want to do things that incorporate ball handling skills and shooting and where we want to take our shots. And we really want to focus that on offense. We try to become a more of a man-to-man team. So in the offseason and things, we played man-to-man. We did things that were man-to-man oriented. Even if we weren't good at them to begin with, because we had a team that might have played a little more zone, we try to do things that are specific to us. For instance, maybe to be more clear with that, we're not going to take a bunch of 15-foot jump shots in our workouts. Now, if we're building somebody's shots, we may move in, but we're not looking for a bunch of 15- to 17-foot jump shots. So we try to be really specific on how we do things. So I think being specifically planned, there's a lot of great drills out there, but there might not be great drills for your team or your program. Trying to tailor exactly everything you do to what you want to do in a game, I think, is the key to really developing any system.
Tyler Whitcomb, West Michigan Aviation Academy, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hoopheads roundtable question. How do you develop your team's offensive and defensive system? And I'm going to just go with the defensive end, as we have building blocks. I was a pack line coach at one time for about 5+ years. Now more of a pressure man-to-man coach. But basically, we've incorporated a bunch of 3-on-3 drills. And now at the pressure system, we go from 1-on-1 to 2-on-2 to 3-on-3, which are 3-on-3 drills. We have about 4 or 5. And then 4-on-4 and 5-on-5 drills, just to get our team prepared to of what our system is. So, and we work on those drills every day. We usually go 1-on-1, 2-on-2 in the beginning of the year, and then we usually don't visit it unless if we have to. But typically we do a lot of 3-on-3 drills, 2 or 3 a day, and then we do our 4-on-4 drill that really helps our defensive system. And then also, what we really believe that really makes our defense different as we work on 4-on-5 disadvantage defense every day, sometimes even 3-on-4 disadvantage. And then, of course, we incorporate everything 5-on-5. I hope this helps. This is Tyler Whitcomb from West Michigan Aviation Academy. Thanks.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches. Coaches, we've teamed up with E3 Analytics so you can now purchase 3 of their exclusive new playbooks. If you're looking for ways to improve your team next season, these playbooks blend affordability with the quality content that serious coaches are looking for. Just visit hoopheadspod.com/store and you'll find playbooks from Coach Don Showalter of USA Basketball, Coach Mike Flynn from the Illawarra Hawks in Australia, who coached LaMelo Ball last season, and Coach Tyler Whitcomb from West Michigan Aviation Academy. Check out these great resources at hoopheadspod.com/store.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.